PR Live, and here's the tip-off right now between the New Haven Malamutes and the Eagles of Sandpoint. Right away, Carl Smith gets his hands on the ball and sends it over to Colton Mack, and we are underway for day one, game one of the regionals tournament to see who's going to state. Here's going to be a great opportunity now. The number, I believe number three seed, Sandpoint Eagles right now, are squaring off against the number one, number six. New Haven Malamutes. Shot goes off, not good, but rebound goes over to the Eagles. Joshua Bravo sends it over to Colton Mack, who sees a nice little lineup going to Evan Wilson down below. Quickly feeds it over, and it does not go in. There's a throw underneath the basket for the Eagles, though. Sends into Carl Smith, and up off the glass, caught the defense looking, and there's the first 2 points of the game right there. Double dribble called on the Malamutes as they came back. So we will have a strong lineup of games going for you guys. Here's our first game here in Sandpoint, and following this game, we'll have Sandpoint Girls over in New Haven going, and then followed by that, we will have the King Cove Girls playing at 8 o'clock. So three games tonight. Make sure you stay tuned. Lots of good coverage. Here's the ball now in the hands of the Sandpoint Eagles. Tight man-to-man defense. Looks like they're playing a top man-to-man with a little trap on the side for the Malamutes, and then a three-man zone down below, but Colton is able to get past it. He drives the baseline, puts up a shot, doesn't quite go down. Oh, rebound went to the hands of New Haven, but the missed pass almost got scooped up by Evan Wilson. The number 13 will save it there, and he'll keep the ball in play for the Mountain View. All right, ball in the hands now. Number 10, Matthew Tredekoff, looking around. He's got the ball. Tredekoff is definitely a significant factor for the Malamutes this year. Shot fired from three-point territory, no good. A fight for that rebound between number 34, Joshua Clark, and Abraham Bravo getting his hands dirty. Jump ball eventually called, so that'll be a throw-in underneath their own basket for New Haven. Again, 2-0 is the score, 6:30 left in the first quarter. Josh Clark wide open on the pass from the top of the key, no good. Gets his own board, puts it back up with a follow-up. That one almost goes down, but not quite. Rebound again fought for and picked up by New Haven. One more attempt. That one also does not go down. About a 7-foot jumper. Call from Evan Wilson telling the guys from Sandpoint to box out. That's about 3 offensive rebounds for New Haven. They'll get the ball now, throwing in underneath their own basket. The Malamutes set the play. Having a hard time finding someone open. Josh Clark will again get it at the top of the 3-point line. But the Eagles quickly set into their 2-3 zone, and that will keep the shot from firing. Tredekoff drives in, puts up a nice little floating layup from the free throw line, and that's good for two. We're at tied now, 2-2. New Haven had a hard time at the Peter Pan tip-off. Oh, trap. Shot no good. Timeout called by Coach Sargent for the Sandpoint Eagles right as Abraham Bravo got fed the pass and the jumper. Timeout called before the shot left, so it will not count. Again, this is game one here in the regional competition, and we will have the girls coming up after this at 6 o'clock, immediately following this game. So 6 o'clock is coming up pretty fast, but immediately after this, we will have the Lady Eagles, and that game will be followed by the King Cove rookie over there in New Haven for their regionals matchup. Sandpoint looking good out the gate, tied 2-2. Malamutes also doing a good job. They're doing great on their offensive rebounds. Here's a throw-in from underneath the basket. Colton Mack finds Evan. He turns into the paint. Oh, tries to power up. And I think they're going to call that a charging as Evan was trying to work his way up into the power-up. Full court press being called right now by Sandpoint. New Haven's able to break it. Here they go, driving down. Oh, a strong pass to a young number 5 down there at the bottom. That's Jared Payne, an 8th grader. He had a great position on the bottom post. They beat the full court press, but just a little bit too hard. He's got a little bit to learn, but he was in the right place at the right time, and you can't teach that. There's the shot, Carl. It's 3 points, and it's good. 5-2 now. Sandpoint takes the lead, and they try to set up Carl Smith right there on that little baseline shot from the 3 points. All right, Payne gets the ball again. This time it's a long shot to get past the full court pressure, and they do it well. Here we go. Number 13's got the ball now. He's moving around. Sends it over to the right-hand side. 5 with it now. That's Jared Payne. Good ball movement by New Haven. They're on the outside perimeter, though, looking for a chance to break in. 2-3 zone, doing a good job keeping things close in. Oh, they get past it. Josh Clark turns and puts up a jumper from the bottom right post, and it's good for 2. New Haven trailing by 1 now with 5 to go in the first quarter. Nice, clean, fast-paced game here. Oh, Carl Smith for a second three-pointer. That one's no good. Rebound tipped up by Abraham Bravo into the hands of number 13. I'm going to have to get his name because I do not have it for the New Hale and Tom Hughes. All right, ball in the hands now. Tom Hughes. Oh, nice pass down to the paint. Number 32 turns in and puts up Zachary Zakar. His shot just pulls over the top of the rim, and rebound goes to the Eagles. And Zakar trying to get the board, the ball back, will reach in and foul. Substitution on the floor now. Abraham Bravo and Evan Wilson will both sit down, and in will come in Ryder Gunderson and Wolf Jackson. Wolf always doing a great job whenever he's in the game. He's a lot of fun to watch. Carl sits on the opposite side of the court, puts up a three. Nice arc. Doesn't quite go down. Good follow-up on his rebound, though, so it stays in the hands of Sam Point. Colton gets it from the left-hand side of the three-point line. He pump fakes, brings it around, looking for an opportunity. They'll play pass around. He's being tightly guarded by Payne, so he's going to send it to the other side where Joseph Ortega will drive the baseline, put up a shot from about 5 feet. Off the baseline, no good. Rebound to New Halen. Here's Clark with the ball, passing it around. Back outside. Tredikoff takes a long stop for three. It's got a good line. Rolls over the top of the rim, and great forward taken down by Carl Smith. Good box out. Good elbows are clear. Colton Mack now for the standpoint. Drives it in, sends it over to the baseline. Wolf Jackson not able to do anything with it, so he sends it back outside, and Colton will put up a nice arcing shot. Three-point territory, no good. Rebound goes to New Halen. And New Halen again puts the ball quick, but the defense gets back. Josh Clark hands it off. Number 32, Zakar, inside the paint. Puts it up, and New Halen will take the lead. Both these teams doing a good job working the ball down low, but defense playing a major factor. Oh, Joseph drives into the lane, puts up a jumper. It was about 12 out. Doesn't go down, and oh, travel. It was a good tip by the defense there on New Halen that put the ball into their own hands, but a moving violation will send it back to standpoint, and they'll throw it in underneath their own basket. Colton set up on the baseline for three. Oh, nothing but net on that one. Standpoint takes back the lead, up by two, 8-6, with 3 to go in the first quarter. Fast moving the ball, gets it over for New Halen, but they will, first attempt no good. And there we go, back getting their own offensive rebound once again. Zakar will put it up one more time from underneath the basket and get fouled in the process. Second team foul for standpoint. That will send Zakar to the line for a chance for two. First one just off the front of the iron. And standpoint definitely needing to work on the offensive rebound situation. New Halen having chance after chance to put the ball back up. Another substitution as Spider sits down and in will come Anthony Webster. A little more height. Oh, and that's staying over here with Sam Point. Number 13 pushed real hard to get the rebound off that missed second shot. Doesn't quite happen and tipped off by them. So here's Colton Mack goes to the floor to his knees but keeps the dribble alive. Sends it over to Carl. Back now Anthony driving baseline after he couldn't find any help. Sends it over to the other side of the post. Wolf back outside. Colton for a long three. It's got a good line, just a tad short off the front iron. Goes up, rebounded by the Malamutes, and here's another fast move. That sets Joshua Clark up for three, and that bounces around, goes up, and back down. Joshua Clark for three, and those fast passes off of the outlet really are getting Standpoint's defense looking. 9-8 now, New Halen with the lead. Standpoint now with the ball, though. Chance to take the lead back. Colton takes the left, sends towards the right. Christopher Ortega drives in, top of the perimeter, and a light pass. Gets knocked out by 13, and that's going to go out of bounds on the sideline. 2:13 left in the first quarter. The score is 8-9, standpoint trailing by one. These two teams have been trading the lead. Here we go. Pass in over to Colton. He's at the half-court line. Over to Ryder. Ryder pumps in, goes up into the lane. Nice layup up from the left-hand side, about 5 feet out. Just kind of sends it up. It went all around the top of the rim. And again, that outlet pass almost gets Josh Clark a chance for the three. He'll pass into the paint, sends it back out. Josh for a three-pointer, no good. Standpoint on that rebound, and Anthony Webster gives it over to Ryder. Ryder almost gets mauled over by one of the New Halen players. He stops quickly. Standpoint keeps control. Oh, and to extend the lead, there's Carl Smith with his trademark baseline tray. 13-9 now with 90 seconds in the first quarter. 13 drives the baseline, puts up a shot, and it gets tipped. And, oh, is that going to be and one as the putback? Yeah, count the basket. The shot was tipped off by 13, but the car gets a put back and good for two, fouled in the process. An and one opportunity. See if he can't make this a 3-point play. The car's third attempt from the line is good. 13 to 12 now is the score. Sam Point did have a 4-point lead, but the car did a good effort there and brought it in with one. Good screen set up for Colton. He'll get over to Anthony Webster. Anthony takes a shot for three from the baseline. It comes up short. Rebound. Fight for the rebound. Ends up in the hands of number five. That is Jared Payne. Payne does a good job handling the ball. Finds Fedekoff. Fedekoff drives in. Gets around all sorts of defenders to get a wide open jumper. It's good. Rebound goes to Colton. Oh, coast to coast. Yeah, a little bit too much mustard on it, so it goes hard off the glass. And, man, that was a real effort by Colton Mack, driving into the lane, taking it all the way. Another fast pass, and from the three-point line, Payne puts it up, and it's almost there. Doesn't quite go down. Rebound to the Eagles, less than 40 seconds here in the first quarter. Standpoint still up by one. Colton able to break the legs of his defender and gets over to the left-hand side. But, man, this defensive trap is looking real good. Wolf set up down on the bottom right post. He does a jumper. Oh, and it's just a little bit hard over. And, man, Wolf knows how to make the plays look good sometimes. All right, rebound goes to New Halen. Here's 13 with the ball. Take it this time. Tredikoff looks at the three, decides against it, sends it back over to 13, who drives the baseline, floating up, doesn't go down. Rebound to the hands of Wolf Jackson, and last touch by New Halen Malamute. With 7 seconds left to go, Sam Point will throw it in. Colton, he's going to let the ball roll up. He's got 6 seconds. He pulls it for a long three from the yellow line. It's got a good line. Wolf with the foot back. Oh, he had bad position. And before they're going to go ahead and let the call buzzer. It was going to be a jump ball off the rebound by Wolf. Wolf did get the rebound, but he was just a little bit out of position. He had to really push himself back for the jump shot. Couldn't quite go down. But at the end of the first quarter, the score is 13-12. Standpoint in the lead. And we've got a great game going on here. Plenty of seats left, so come on down if you're interested. We'll go back to New Virgil for a quick word from the sponsors. Back underway now. Colton Mack gets a throw in from the sideline. Eagles the ball. Hit shot hard off the glass. Rebound over into the hands of the Malamutes. And again, 13 drives the baseline. Puts up a jumper. It bounced over the top. Tredikoff with a soaring rebound. Fight still hard for it. Sends it back outside where 13 will again look at the three-pointer. Won't take it. Sending it over to the top. But here he is, number 13 with a shot for the three. It's a low arc. It's not going to go down. But there's another offensive rebound in the hands of number 23, Jared Victor off. It's not good. Colton moves real fast on the offense, tries to take it coast-to-coast again. He's got about three or four defenders in front of him. So that one is not going to go down. And there's a whistle on the play. Full court press. The ball goes in favor of Malamute. And here's a whistle. All right. So Wolf will sit, or Ryder will sit back down. Here on the floor right now, we got Carl Smith. Oh, and the full court pressure almost hits the ball out of their hands, but Newham keeps on to it. 32's a card, but was way out of position. He passed it down, and Evan Wilson, the tower of power, is there to send it out of bounds with a nice swat. Here's a throw in underneath their own basket. Now he's hard pass number 13 by number 23, Jared Richteroff. Here's Tredikoff. He's a great player. Looking for a chance. Doesn't see it. Sends it over to Payne. Payne drives the baseline. Floating shot from the baseline. Doesn't go down. Rebound. Fought for. Into the hands of Carl Smith. He quickly finds Colton. Colton again going to take it coast to coast. He shoots it out to the perimeter, though. Wide open. Carl Smith, no good. Joseph Ortega with the board. Now Colton. He drives the paint. Puts it up. Again, no good, and oh, foul right there against Colton Mack over the top. Yeah, pushing as he tried to get the board. And we will have a timeout called by Coach Bob, the Zen Master for New Halen. Score remains 13-12 here with 7 minutes to go in the first half, and very evenly matched teams here. This is a very similar to what we saw over in King Cove when the Peter Pan Classic happened, or Peter Pan tip-off went down, I should say, and New Halen and Standpoint really fought hard for it. They had a good game. Standpoint, I believe, walked away with the W on that one, just barely. See if they can't do the same thing here. The winner of tonight goes on tomorrow to face K King Cove, and if Sandpoint goes on to face King Cove tomorrow, that's going to be quite a showdown. Meeting early, as the bracket has it. 13 drives in, past the defense. It's a great job getting past. Hand off the, tipped off the hands of Evan Wilson, and here we go. Throw in underneath their own basket for New Haven. 13 did a great job weaving through traffic. Oh, foul, pushing by Joseph Ortega. Ball went into Tredikoff at the top of the key, and Joseph saw a chance to kind of muscle in there, but Tredikoff knows when to take a fall. He took a good fall there and got the foul. Good effort by New Haven and Sandpoint. All right, Payne got wide open for three on the left corner. He's going to take it. It goes over the top of the rim. Rebound goes over to New Haven. Tredikoff finishes his job and takes the lead for New Haven, 13-14. Sandpoint got boxed out. Joseph Ortega's going to take a three, and it counts off the glass. It was high and just banked perfectly down, so there you go. And there's a whistle off of the full court press that Sandpoint was putting on. And that's going to be a foul. I think that as a, and that puts Sandpoint into bonus already. All right, so here we go now. Sandpoint in bonus territory now, so a one-on-one opportunity for 13. All right, Sandpoint now. The first one is good. And 13 will put it up, and that second one is good as well, so that will tie the game. All right, number with 6:10 left here in the first quarter, Sandpoint has the ball now. It's a tied game, 16-16. Joseph Ortega with it. He's got the trap on. He gets past it, though. Weaves through 23, puts a stop to that. Good job by Jared Richteroff. That leaves Joseph wide open for the three, and man, you live and die by the three sometimes. Right now, Sandpoint's living by the three. But here's a good passing scheme to get past the full court press. New Haven having a fine job breaking full court pressure. That sets 13 up for a shot for three. Oh, is that you going to call that? Yep, three. So that's still a tied game, 19-19, with 5:30 to go here. So the winner again goes on to face King Cove tomorrow. Oh, three-point shot by Anthony Webster. Nothing but net. Man, these boys are just trading baskets. 22-19 now to score. Sandpoint with the lead. And here's a fast one by Tredikoff. Another three-pointer. That had a low arc. Goes hard. Rebound by Carl Smith. And right now, I'm guessing that, yeah, Colton Mack is on the bench right now, and they're getting a chance for Joseph to play point. Ryder with it now. They're passing around. Evan at the top of the key, looking for some help. He finds Carl Smith. Why could have turned it. He decides not to, but man, Evan breaks into the paint, gets the feed from Carl, drives in, and gets fouled on the way to the basket. Good job by Evan's. Attention was totally put on Carl Smith, but with two defenders around him, he was able to still get the feed and take it to the hoop. First attempt by Evan. Oh, just off the front of the rim. Still with under 5 to go in the first half, the score is 22-19. Evan will get a second attempt from the free throw line here. All right, here we go. Shot up. No good the second time. 22-19 is the score. 4:46 on the clock, and here we go. Ball in the hands of the New Haven Malamutes. And they're moving the ball around. Good defense. 2-3 zone being played right now by Sandpoint. Ball put up into the hands of, number 5, Jared Payne. And that's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Malamutes. And underway now. Ball in the hands of Joseph Ortega. And he's looking for an opportunity. He finds it. Oh, Smith sends it out of bounds on the other side. And that will be a turnover for the Malamutes. So throw in from the sideline for New Haven. And they'll take the ball now, looking for an opportunity to get a couple points on the board here. They have the ball now, looking on number 13, takes it over into the paint. Oh, an alley-oop for Joseph Payne. Jared Payne does not go down, but that sure looked real nice. Rebound over to Evan Wilson. And now Evan puts it over into the hands of Joseph Ortega, now to Ryder, but man, that half-court trap almost got them. Evan left wide open. The Eagles beat the defense. Left Evan wide open underneath the basket. He powers up, no good. Rebound to the hands of the Malamutes, but man, that's exactly what you want to do against that full-court press. Score 22-19 with 3:30 to go. Shot fired. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound goes to Stan Point. And here we go. Oh, Ryder's wide open on the baseline. And for some reason, the defense is just not reacting and getting back down. Sam Point's had a lot of good looks on the back door, and Ryder takes that one all the way. 24-19 now the score. Okay, so the ball now in the hands of 13. Sending it all around. Here's number 32, Zakar. Oh, turns into the paint, just takes it all the way. Two defenders in front of him, nothing. Now 24-21. Standpoint still leads by three. Under three to go here in the first half. Joseph Ortega with the ball. Oh, he's right at the half-court line. Needs a help. Gets a screen by Ryder, but really runs into it. Joseph takes it all the way and gets the foul. Man, it looked good, but man, he was forcing that shot. Fortunately, he got fouled on the way to the basket. Pulled up for a jumper and a fade forward from right about the free-throw line on the right-hand post. Joseph's first attempt in the line, nothing but money on that one. Beautiful shot. Should be, I think, 25-21 now. All right, number 23 is going to come in for five. That will put in Jared Richter off for Jared Payne. Ball now in the hands of Ortega. Drains the second bucket, and that is going to put it up now, and I don't see a change on the board, but it should make it 26-21. Yep, there we go, 26-21. All right, ball now in the hands of New Haven. They make quick work of that attempt. No good. They get their own board, and number 13's off balance, and, oh, rebounded by Stan Point, but Josh Clark just ripped out of the hands of Stan Point and put it back up, and he gets his 2 points done. That's 26-23 now, 2:15 on the clock. Joseph Ortega pulls up his dribble and looks for a little help. He gets it. Oh, but the ball is stripped away by Clark from Ryder Gunderson. Clark's going to take it all the way and finishes the deal. No, 1 point game, 26-25 with two to go. Josh Clark had a real struggle in King Cove, but he's looking real good tonight. Oh, sent down to Evan Wilson. The ball gets tipped up by 13, but Evan's able to compensate, gets his hands back on it. Anthony Webster drives the baseline and puts up a jumper from the post. Pushing, yep. The ball bounced over onto the baseline, and Ryder Gunderson was trying for the board and pushes up against the Malamutes, and that will be a one-on-one opportunity with eight team fouls. So here we go. Number 13 will go to the line, and Ryder will sit down, and Mr. Abraham Bravo will check in. Colton's still hanging out. I'm not sure if he got himself into foul trouble. I'm guessing that can be the only reason he's sitting down. 13 drains the first attempt from the line, and with 1:46 on the clock in the first half, he'll make this a tied game at 26 apiece. Third foul by Ryder Gunderson. Yeah, we're going to see some boys get in trouble here with fouls. Oh, the second attempt's no good, but man, 13 gets his own rebound. There we go, a foul as the car powers up from the post, and that would be the third chance for New Haven off of that series alone with offensive rebound. All right, so ball in the hands of number 32, Zakar. His first attempt is no good. All right, so second attempt is good, and here we go. That gives New Haven the lead, 26-27. King Cove looking for an opportunity, or Sam Point looking for an opportunity here. All right, so the ball is in the hands of, stolen away by 13. He's got a wide open breakaway, and there we go. They take the lead now by three with 1:16 left to go here in the first half. And Colton Mack needs to check in, and he's standing right there looking like he's going to. Sam Point now with the ball looking for an opportunity. Carl Smith tight pressure, but they're able to move the ball around. get it open. Oh, Carl fed down the baseline, turns and puts it up. Good for two. Great job by Carl Smith to pass it, break down, cut in, and get the pass again. They trail by one, 28-29. All right, ball in the hands of New Haven. Zakar drives up. Oh, my goodness, and they just are not watching the ball. The ball keeps going over for rebounds over to New Haven. This time, Bravo gets it, and we'll have a jump ball as Zakar gets his hands on it. It's right there in the breadbasket for Abraham Bravo. And the ball is going to stay right here with the Malamutes. They'll throw it in from underneath their own basket. Ball in motion, looking for a chance. Clark gets it in, puts up a jumper from about 10 feet out. No good. Carl with the board. And here's Joseph. He gets it now from Abraham Bravo. 26 seconds on the clock. They'll get that two-man little trap there at the half-court line. It's really been giving standpoint some heartburn. Evan, pass the ball. Long shot for two. No good from the baseline. Tredikoff gets the board. 13 seconds. Here we go. 13th got it, and a wide open look at the basket from three. It's got a good line off the back iron. Rebound. Last touch by number 32, Zakar. Standpoint will have 6 seconds to do something with the ball. They're going to have to move real quick. And a 30-second timeout called by Toby Sargent. He's going to get Colton, I think, checked in here. Yeah, Colton's checking into the game. They've got 5 seconds and a chance to take the lead here, and they want that lead going into the first half. 5.1 seconds on the clock here in the first half. The score is 29-28. Standpoint led for most of the second quarter, but now they trail by one as a great, great return by New Haven. Not getting discouraged, not giving up, sticking in it. I see Mr. Coach Sargent right now working with Abraham Bravo, getting a little bandage, a little blood on his lip, it looks like, or something like that. And they're going to wipe it off, and Colton finishes. Coach Smith finishes off the timeout there. The Eagles break. They, again, got 5 seconds here. And yeah, we're going to see full court press being played by New Haven. 5 seconds, you're not going to let them get an easy shot off. All right, Josh Clark waiting for the setup. Referee looks to make sure everything's good to go. There's a little discussion on the board. Oh, 6.3 seconds on the clock put back, so 1.2 extra seconds for Standpoint. Colton drives hard. He has to get rid of it to Evan. It's hard. Off the glass. Back iron. No good. Colton had some real tight defense on him there, and he wasn't able to make anything happen. Evan got the shot off, but just a little too hard. So going into the halftime, it is going to be 28 Standpoint, 29 for New Haven. We'll see the exciting conclusion to this game here in just 10 minutes, so make sure you do not go anywhere.
All right, I'll put the clock on for 10 minutes, Austin, and if you want to call back, I'll drop this line, and we'll give it another try.
Yeah, I'll call your cell phone, boss.
Right on. Talk to you soon. Okay. All right, a big thanks to our underwriters not included in the recorded, pre-recorded announcements. A big thank you to the City of Sandpoint for not only their generous support, subsidized rent, they even wrote us a letter. The City Council last night got together and wrote us a letter of support. The state legislature had funded out or zeroed out any funding for public broadcasting. And so a big thank you to the City of Sandpoint and the Aleutians East Borough. Yet another underwriter for your community radio station helping you listen to some radio and some basketball. Coming up, we'll be having a live update from New Haven and checking in with the girls after this game is over. Here are our underwriters.
This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn, located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily. For reservations and more information, 866-258-7999 or online, copperwhale.com. This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay. For more information or reservations, 888-FLY-GRANT or online at www.flygrant.com.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
This program is being brought to you by a generous donation from the Aleut Corporation, whose mission is to maximize dividends and choices for its shareholders. www.aleutcorp.com for more details.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sandpoint at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at panair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 8:30 a.m. KSDP. Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Programming for KSDP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com. This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn, located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily. For reservations and more information, 866-258-7999 or online, copperwhale.com. This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay. For more information or reservations, 888-FLY-GRANT or online at www.flygrant.com.
Oh my gosh, these moldy oldies keep jumping on the air and wanting to play themselves. Oh my gosh. How about we've listened to our underwriters? A big thank you to everyone, even Eider Air Service. Them too. And I'm sure that we're forgetting somebody. But in the meantime, how about we'll do some Charlie Pride. The Easy Parts from 1968, and we'll be coming back to live coverage after this halftime is over. And we had a little bit of a flutter earlier on, and hopefully we've chased that down and got it out of the machine. We'll have a little bit more stable coverage from the Sandpoint Auditorium. Right now, KSDP and Charlie Pride.
The easy part's over now, it's time to cry. The easiest part of all was saying goodbye. The easy part's over now, and you are gone. Now comes the hardest part, living alone. Time is the only friend that I have left here with me. But can those healing hands of time
erase your memory. The easy part's over now. We've come to the end. The easy part's over now, and the hard part begins. Time is the only friend that I have left here with me. But can those healing hands of time erase your memory? The easy part's over now. We've come to the end. The easy part's over now, and the hard part begins.
Oh my gosh, Charlie Pride, the easy part's over now. Okay, come on. Let's do some Mean Mama Blues, Ernest Tubb.
Women on almost any street. Lord, there's lots of mean women on almost any street. But I got the meanest mama that ever walked on 2 feet. That gal is so low down, I often wonder why. Lord, she's so low down, I often wonder why. That she keeps on living, I guess she's too mean to die. De-o-de-lady, de-o-de-lady, de-o-de-lady. Now you trifling women always say you love your men. Lord, you trifling women always say you love your men. And when he goes out the front door, the back door lets a new man in. Lord, maybe two of them. The old lady, the old lady, old lady. Oh, pick it out there, buddy.
Okay, let me get rid of those mean mama blues and bring you back to Austin Roof.
All right. Yep, we are already underway here. We had a beginning of the game three taken by number 5, Jared Payne, that already got this thing underway for New Haven. But Sandpoint just responded with a shot from underneath the basket. 32-30 now the score. Sandpoint down by 2. Oh, and here's 13 set for what could have been a nice three-point shot. He won't take it. Cross-court pass to Tredikoff for New Haven to get stolen away, and Joseph Ortega ends up with the ball. All right, Joseph on the right-hand side. Colton taking it now, drives the paint, shoots over to Carl Smith, who's got a good line for 3, no good. Rebound to Abraham Bravo, and his fadeaway jumper doesn't go in, but, oh, beautiful putback by Evan Wilson. Ties this game up at 32 apiece. And here we go, the full court pressure giving a little bit more heartburn to New Haven than it did in the first quarter, but they break it this time, and Tredikoff drives the lane, puts it up, man, 10 feet out, floating layup, good for 2, 34-32, Sandpoint trailing. Here's Colton, he drives the paint, feeds it out to Joseph Ortega for a wide open 3 off the top of the key. That won't go down. Oh, here's the cherry pick pass, goes off the back of Joseph Clark, though. New Haven got the ball, and they tried for that breakaway, but no good. Sandpoint gets that. Oh, but man, Colton sends the ball away himself this time, right into the hands of Tredikoff, moving a little too quickly for the pass. Tredikoff now at 13. 13 takes it over towards the baseline. Now Tredikoff again. He plays a real funny style of ball. He's really good. Oh, shot missed. 3. Oh, and 1. Zakar once again. gets the ball from down low and puts it up and gets the foul. So another three-point opportunity for Zakar. 36 now, 32. With a chance to make it 37. And Tretikov is probably the best ball handler and one of the best players on the team, but he plays a real, like, loose game of basketball. When he gets the ball, he, like, his muscles are all very loose. It's pretty interesting to watch him play. Shot by Zakar is no good. Off the front iron, rebound goes to Colton Mack. And Colton will take the ball up real fast. Doesn't quite beat the defense, though. And again, driving into the lane, runs into all sorts of traffic, including one of his own players, and loses the ball. Colton, very perceptive player, but just needs to take a look at. Oh, nice screen set up for Tretikov for three. No good, and a soaring rebound taken down by Colton. Don't tell him he's not 6 foot. Rebound over to Standpoint, and now Colton Mack driving the baseline, gets around Tretikov, sends it over to Carl Smith, who has a good wide-open jumper. No good. Off the baseline is a mid-range two. Rebound goes to Tretikov. Standpoint trailing by four now. We're 3 minutes underway in the third quarter. Ball in the hands of Newhalen. Passing around, Tretikov gets past Colton. Puts up a jumper for three. It's no good. Carl Smith wide open on the board. Gets to Colton. Colton's breaking fast. He's got Joseph on the right-hand side. Oh, Joseph with a beautiful-looking layup. Just a little bit too much muscle in there and sends it hard off the glass. Still trailing by four, Standpoint, looking for an opportunity to close the gap here. Colton, fast break. He's got 13 right in front of him. He'll take it all the way and get fouled. Nice blocking right there. Sending Colton to the line for two. He knew exactly what he was going to do there. Saw his chance to drive in and put the foul on the board. So Colton will try to close the distance here. He's got two looks at the basket from the free throw line. 32-36. Oh, the first one, low arc, off the back iron. Colton gets a couple of high fives, even one from Josh Clark over on Malamute, showing good sportsmanship. Second attempt, oh, that one's off the back iron. Oh, travel! Joseph Clark wasn't quite ready because he got the rebound, and they've been playing from this side of the basket all game, so he got the rebound and transitioned his mind to the other side and went up for the shot and realizes midair, comes back down, travel. That's a turnover from the throw-in on the baseline. Standpoint puts it up and in. Gets their 2 points one way or another, and poor Josh feeling silly off of that play. Now he's trying to respond. They send it down quick, and no good. Ball goes off their hands and out there on the baseline, so Standpoint's going to get the ball. This half-court press is really doing a good job for the Malamutes. It's giving a hard time to Standpoint to get in and deep in to look at a basket. All right, so the ball's in the hands now of the Malamutes as Standpoint put up a nice two-point shot and gets the tie, 36-36. Malamutes are trying to make two quick transitions on offense. That's no good. Colton again takes it coast-to-coast, splits the defense, gets thrown to the ground, underhand layup. Good. Man, sometimes that kid can make some amazing plays. Malamutes get past the defense. Jared Payne, oh, weaves to the right, takes it left, and puts it in, keeping the game tied at 38 a pop. And Jared Payne for an eighth grader is amazing. All right, Colton, no look pass to the perimeter. Send all the way around. Abraham fakes, gets past the defense, puts it up from the middle of the paint. No good. Zakar for the board for Newhalen. We remain 38-38. Newhalen with the ball. Here's 13. Getting into the lane. Sends it to Zakar, who drives a baseline. Oh, just how you want to do it. He's got defense on him and everything, and he still finishes the deal. Taking the lead by 2 points, 40-38 now. Standpoint. Oh, but Colton wants to take the lead. Three-point shot. No good. Zakar and Abraham Bravo fight for the board, and it ends up in the hands of Newhalen. Here's 13. Sends it over to Tretikov, who's wide open for a long distance two. No good. Rebound into the hands of Standpoint. Colton Mack. He's got Joseph Ortega wide open for three. Takes the shot. Drains the bucket. Standpoint takes the lead. 41-40. 2:45 on the clock here in the third quarter. Oh, man. Joshua Clark beats the defense. A bit of confusion on the floor. Left him wide open. And that's an issue of full court press. Yeah, full timeout. Full timeout being called by Toby Sargent because, yeah, Newhalen just made mincemeat of the full court press there by passing the ball down. And you know, full court pressure is a very good thing, especially if the team is not ready for it. However, when the team is ready for it and they're able to pass through, it really sets you up on the lower end of the basket, because the defense doesn't shift quick enough. They're just going to have the wide open break on the back door, and that's exactly what happened there. So here we go with 2:28 left in the third quarter. The score is 41-42. And as I look over here, I believe I see Port Aldrich getting ready to suit up here. Tomorrow, King Cove will play in the very first game of the day, I believe. I'm going to pull out the schedule here, so give me a couple seconds just to take a quick peek at the roster, if I can find it. Harder to find than I anticipated. All right, here we go. Yep, tomorrow's game, King Cove, will be game number 3, and they do not have the times here on the schedule. 1 o'clock. Oh, yeah, 1 p.m., there it is. So 1 p.m., getting a little assistant with the assist up here. 1 p.m., King Cove will play the winner of this game. That's going to be a great one, and it will be here in Sandpoint. Oh, Colton drives in the lane. Oh, steals the ball back after it gets taken away. Falls to the floor, loses the dribble. Does not travel. Joseph Ortega has it now. Hands off to Colton. Colton, oh, man, with a behind-the-back. Behind the back go around, and then passes it with a no-look pass over to Abraham Bravo, who fakes the defense and puts off the glass for 2. 43-42 now, Sandpoint leads. Tredikoff gets his own fake and puts it up. No good. Wolf Jackson on the hustle with the board. Gets the board, but the ball is stripped away into the hands of New Haven. 13 now, wide open 3 shot from the corner. No good, but there's a putback by Joshua Clark. Putting it back and in. 43-44 now, New Haven with the lead. Good screen by Joseph Ortega. Passed by Colton to Abraham Bravo. And now back out to Joseph as it was almost taken away. Colton, oh, again, getting the ball almost stripped away from him by Jared Payne, Josh Clark. That jump ball will go in the favor of New Haven. We've got 90 seconds on the clock in the third quarter. Sandpoint down by 1. We are definitely in a situation where they are just trading the lead. Tredikoff moves fast on the offense. Floating shot from free throw line will not go down. Rebound, Josh Clark sends it back outside. Here's Payne for 3. Off the front of the iron. Almost in. Oh! And there we go. It's going to stay on the hands of New Haven as Josh Clark soared and reached and threw it in off the body of Joseph Ortega. Joseph was also trying to get his hands on the ball. 1:13 on the clock. Sandpoint still down by 1. Payne. Pass gets tipped up and goes out of bounds on the baseline, and that's going to be for Sandpoint now. Sandpoint will throw it in. And that fast pass to Carl Smith almost sets him up for 3, but they'll pass it around back to Colton. He gets open for a 3-pointer. It's got a good line, but just a hair short. Rebound goes to New Haven. Under 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Sandpoint trails by 1. 13 with the ball. He finds Tredikoff. Tredikoff getting his players where he wants them. Josh Clark open on the baseline for a 3-pointer. Oh, drains it. And that puts him up by 4 now. Sandpoint needs a basket here to keep the momentum from shifting. Carl for 3 on the corner. Oh, puts it in. Exactly what Sandpoint needed to bring this back within 1. All right, 13 with the ball and 30 seconds on the clock. Finds a screen. Colton beats it. Ball goes down to the baseline. Zakar can't do anything with it. Sends it back around. Here's Tredikoff. Calling the play into action. In motion, takes it to the left. Pulls up for the jumper from the free throw line. Oh, nice arc. Nothing but net. Great shot by Tredikoff. 7 seconds. Colton with the ball. He's going to fake it. Puts it up. It's tipped. There's a putback by Bravo. Oh, no foul called. Oh, Wolf Jackson just tips it off. And Wolf just makes these most amazing plays sometimes. And man, they get so close. All right, there we go. 48-46. We'll go back to you. Sandpoint down by 3. And we will go to you, Virgil, for a quick word from the sponsors.
All right. We'll go to a quick word from the sponsors. Big thank you to the city of Sandpoint, the Aleutians East Borough, our local government for supporting community radio here in the Aleutians East Borough, city of Sandpoint, Popoff Island. If you were curious about the annexation debate, it's been archived, the first public meeting. It's up at apradio.org. These games will be up there as soon as they're over. And let's see whether I can get... How about one shout-out for Grant?
This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska.
standpoint with the ball off the quarter. It gets thrown in, almost saved by Evan Wilson. He can't quite do it, so that's going to go off the baseline right away. New Haven will now have the ball. And yeah, tomorrow's first game, 1 p.m. The second game will be at 3 p.m., and that's going to be the winner of tonight's game versus the next game versus Manicotic. All right, ball in the hands of the Eagles now. Oh, three-point shot drained. Ties the game now, 49 apiece. And Joseph Ortega making this real interesting. Here we go, New Haven with the ball, looking to keep their lead going. Their team drives in the lane. He runs into the Tower of Power, but that doesn't stop him from putting two more on the board. Good composure there by 13. 51-49, standpoint down by two. Here's Carl Smith to take the lead, and he does! Carl Smith with the lead. All right, and that's with the three-point shot from the baseline, 52-51. Tredikoff looks at the three, doesn't take it, sends it cross court to number five. Jared Payne with the ball. Now to Zakar, the free throw line. He turns in. Didn't quite get enough of a look at the basket. It goes to the right-hand side off the glass. Colton Mack on a fast break. Coast to coast, but man, he had three defenders all over him. No business trying to make that layup, but he went for it. Missed shot, picked up by New Haven, and I believe that's 13, or it was number five, Jared Payne, one of the two, who will get the lead back for New Haven. Oh, blocking Josh Clark. Got in the way of Colton there unintentionally. Colton was just moving too fast. Here's substitution. Anthony Webster's going to come in for Abraham Bravo. And, man, with 6:38 on the clock here, this game remains tight. Standpoint has trailed by 1 point pretty much, I'd say, 90% of the second half and much of the second quarter as well. All right, Colton drives in hard, takes it up on the baseline, and it looked nice but couldn't quite finish the deal. Standpoint still down by one. New Haven with the ball, 13. He takes it left and right, hop, skip, and jump, doesn't go down. Rebound to Joseph Ortega, but man, timeout called really quickly, yeah, as Joseph has possession, and three of the New Haven Malamutes were just swarming on him, and he had no prayer. But just in time, Coach Sargent gets a little 30-second timeout, keeps possession at this crucial time. With 6:20 on the clock, Standpoint really would like to take the lead here, and maybe with one more three-point shot, they could get it. Had it been a little bit of a hard time. And I'd say Sam Point has done a great job this game, especially from the perimeter. That's been the saving grace of the game. But a hard time working the offensive rebound. And that has just been killing them because New Haven has had chance after chance after chance to get the ball in the basket. They've done a great job capitalizing on it. And here's a quick little word. Yep. Sam Point girls leading Port Aldrich girls at the end of the first quarter, 6-2. So Sam Point up 6-2 against Port Aldsworth at the end of the first quarter. Thanks, Pastor Scott, for that feed. All right, Evan Wilson getting his own feed, and he's able to make something happen with it. He'll take the lead, 54-53. Colton Mack with a razor pass from inside the perimeter. And Evan able to work underneath the basket, and that's what they need to see more of. Payne for New Haven puts up a three-point shot. No good, but Zakar gets a rebound and fouls. Yeah, once again, there we go with the offensive rebounds. Zakar is just a beast underneath the basket. I mean, if you look at the guy, though, he is obviously really well built, you know, in good shape, pretty tall, but he's very muscular at the same time. So I think that really that probably has got a big deal here with how many offensive rebounds they're getting, as Zakar is just really a force to be reckoned with down below. All right, there's that first attempt from the free throw line. It's good by Zakar, so he'll tie the game up at 54 apiece. Both these teams want the chance to go on to play against King Cove tomorrow at 1 p.m. And don't forget, that game will be broadcasted. We'll let you know what the schedule looks like, too, for the girls' game. Second attempt by Zakar is good, 54-55. New Haven with the lead. Anthony Webster ran some trouble, but he feeds it out to the baseline where Colton takes a shot for three. Evan Wilson will get fouled on his way up to the basket and takes two from the line. That's right, getting the rebound and taking a hard shot to the back, but he's getting up and getting ready to put it up. Clutch free throws right here. You used to call him Mr. Clutch from 2 years ago when he made those free throw shots that just kept Standpoint in the game. New Haven really bringing the heat here tonight. Oh, Evan! Clutch free throws. Makes it happen there and ties the game up at 55 a pop. So Standpoint coming in with a seed similar to New Haven. New Haven, I think, had a higher seed than Standpoint. All right, that second one's no good. And now we go 55-55 is a score, tied game with 5:30 to go here. Jared Payne's going to put a three-point shot. Goes up and around, no good. Rebound by Evan Wilson, and he'll find Colton. Colton Mack taking it in. Pulls up from the jumper from the free throw line standpoint, takes the lead. 57-55, 5:16 left to go here in the game. Let's see if Sandpoint can't hang on here. All right, Zakar gets the pass, takes it into the paint, hands off to Josh Clark. Oh, and a clean deflection by Anthony Webster as Josh finds Zakar, and Zakar powered up from the baseline. Fortunately, that was a clean deflection. Sandpoint did a good job staying out of foul trouble this time. Set up in a pile, high pass over to Tretikoff at the perimeter. Tretikoff now dribbling around. Oh, leads 13 wide open for three. Off the top of the rim, and there's Carl Smith with the rebound, and Colton Mack moving real fast. He's going to try to send it back outside the perimeter, but, man, Josh Clark trailed him and knocked that ball out and just stole it right away. Ball back in the hands of New Haven. Under five to go here in the game. These two teams are tied up. Sandpoint's got the lead, 57-55. Tretikoff for three and the lead. Low arc off the front of the rim. Rebound goes to Carl Smith. Colton quickly gets to the ball, and he'll slow the pace down by a couple paces here as he walks it across and is met by Josh Clark. The ball now in the hands of Ortega. Ortega takes it over to the right-hand side. Anthony Webster now way outside. Oh, the ball almost goes over to the other side of the court. Joseph keeps his hands on it. Oh, man, Carl Smith wide open for three. High arc. Oh, again, off the top of the glass. High angle down. I don't know if they're doing that on purpose, but it works. 60-55, Sandpoint with the biggest lead they've had in, oh, man, since the first quarter. Oh, great effort there by New Haven, driving into the lane. Number 13 puts a shot up. Evan goes down, traveling, called, yep. He got the rebound and slid, trying to call a timeout before, but now he was on the ground sliding before he could get that one off. And the referees have been flown in here, and definitely got to give them props for being the real deal. These guys are doing a great job calling this game, keeping a good pace. They have a real real professional demeanor about them. And also a lot of props out to both these teams, New Haven and Sandpoint, playing one heck of a tight game, but playing it nice and clean at the same time. Never felt like it's gotten out of hand. New Haven will have the ball underneath their own basket. Here's 13 with a throw-in. He's looking for somebody. He's got two people right in front of him. Josh Clark at the top of the perimeter. No good. Anthony Webster gets the board. Good shot by Josh Clark, but Colton Mack runs real fast, gets it to Ortega. Anthony for three. It's wide open, and it's good. 63-55. Sandpoint now with an 8-point lead. Under 3:30 to go here. Tretikoff for a long shot for three. That one was just off the right. And Zakar is able to get the board and finish it off. Sandpoint still up by six with 3:30 to go here. And with this much of a lead, Sandpoint really could stand to burn the clock down. But Colton's going to move fast, takes it into the lane. And, yeah, that was not a good shot. But Evan's able to fight real hard for the rebound, and he puts it in. Sandpoint again up by eight now. Good job by Evan Wilson saving the bacon there. Because, man, Sandpoint needs to be thinking about burning down the clock, not taking shots they don't need to take. Oh, Josh Clark gets a good shot from three. No good. Carl Smith gets the board. Joseph wide open on the breakaway, but yeah, he had a defender coming on him real hard. That put the pressure on. He couldn't quite finish the layup, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Sam Point. And now I think Coach Bob's going to call the timeout, and oh my goodness, man, that was just real exciting. Good rebound by Carl Smith, fed it to Ortega. Ortega had a wide open berth there on the wing, and he just brought it in fast. Defenders closing hard. Good effort by both these guys, and, man, it's a real, real tight game here. The score is 65-57. Sandpoint is in the lead by eight. You know, you're starting to border on a comfortable lead. Obviously, Sandpoint's not going to feel like they've got the lead to hang on to, you know, and feeling comfortable, but this is a lead where you could really start burning down some time. With only 3 minutes to go here, Sandpoint does not need to try to rush things in, take shots that, you know, are just kind of desperate shots. Keeping out of the perimeter, keeping the ball moving, getting the clock down to under a minute, because, you know, if you're underneath a minute, 8 points is hard to come back from. But New Haven will have the ball. Sandpoint's going to set up in a 2-3 zone, a high 2-3 zone at the perimeter. They're not going to meet them at the half-court line. There they go. At the yellow line, Colton Mack will approach 13. Tretikoff now on the right wing. Looking for someone down low. He finds Zakar. Zakar turns into the paint. Puts up a hook. No good. Oh, great fight by Jared Payne for the rebound. And Jared Payne, man, I can't believe that kid's an eighth grader. He is incredible. All right, now it looks like Sandpoint's trying to slow things down a little bit. Yep, there's the handoff at the half court line. But man, a lot of defensive traffic here is causing things to get ugly. Oh, over and back, but and it looked like the ball got lost and knocked off one of the body parts of New Haven. The referee was right there and saw it all happen. Coach Sargent asked about it, and the referee explained his call. Shot from the baseline by New Haven, no good. Zakar gets the put back, no good. But there's a follow-up by Clark, that also no good. Zakar this time will finish the deal as he gets the third attempt. And here's a full-court press off that basket. Oh, Colton's got three all over him. Oh, man, and Colton is luckily able to flail a little bit there and get the foul, because that wasn't looking good. Colton had zero help at the half-court line, and three players closing in like sharks. All right, up by six, 65-59, under two to go here. Colton Mack with the ball. He'll drive in the lane. He sees it wide open. Doesn't go down. Had a little bit of a tip there. All right, rebound goes 13. He's going to take a three-point shot. It's going to come up short, tip, but Zakar for the putback. He gets his own rebound, puts back one more time, and that lead now is gone, 65-61 with 90 seconds to go here. Colton Mack almost loses the ball. This defensive pressure is really making it hard. Joseph's got it wide open. They beat the defense. Oh, and it almost didn't want to go in, but it did. 67-61, they beat the defense, and there was no compensation down low. Tretikoff now feeds it out to the baseline. Luckily, Josh Clark fumbled that pass a little bit. 13 now, low arc, no good. Zakar for the putback, that also no good. 1 minute to go here, 67-61. Sandpoint has the ball, and fast defense being played here. Oh, a pass down to Anthony Webster comes way short, and Jared Payne's right there to pick it off. He's going to take it all the way. Are they going to call charging? Oh, count the basket, nope. Foul against Colton Mack, blocking. So that makes it 63-64, or 63-67, Sandpoint up by four with less than a minute, but Payne here for a chance to make it a three-point game, and he does. 67-64 now, and a timeout called by Coach Bob. This game is anywhere but over. Sandpoint had an eight-point lead there about a minute and a half ago, now down to 3 points. And, you know, a series of interesting calls, plus, you know, plays that really, you know, calls that just didn't swing in the favor of Sandpoint. That's the way it goes when you play basketball. The calls go one way or another, and sometimes they swing in your direction, and sometimes they don't. It's a very fast-paced game. Really tight defense by New Haven put a lot of pressure on Sandpoint and made it hard for them to burn down the clock. You know, they were trying to do the handoff at the half-court line a couple times, man. They just ran into some deep, deep traffic. And with the 3 point lead, 67-64 and 57 seconds on the clock, Sandpoint's going to try to end this one so they can face King Cove tomorrow at the 1 p.m. game. Full court pressure by New Haven. Sandpoint gets in, and a good pick by Anthony Webster gives Colton Mack a chance. But there's that three man pressure. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball there. And that's going to go in the favor. And Colton Mack's looking in disbelief right now that no foul was called there, because, man, this three-man trap is really putting a lot of heat. New Haven's got the ball. 54 seconds on the clock. Zakar takes it in. Outside of Tretikoff, he looks at the three, does not take it, tries for another chance, doesn't see it there. Back over now to Payne. Payne pulls back. Tight defense being played. Good pass around, leaves Tretikoff open for three, and that ties the game. 30 seconds on the clock. 67. All right. Sandpoint. Down, or they're up, or they're tied, sorry. And Colton's got the ball. He drives in. Blocking. Oh. And it looks like Tretikoff was really well planted, but Colton drove real hard and got the blocking call there. Whew. Lucky, because Colton was driving fast and Tretikoff was there waiting for him. So with 19 seconds on the clock, Colton Mack is at the line, and he takes a deep breath. He's feeling it. See what he does here. It's good. Sandpoint takes the lead, 68-67. And, yeah, there's Coach Bob. I think that's his final timeout. And, man, it does not get better than this. What a great way to start this tournament. Regionals action here. And if you lose this game, you can go in for a true second place that will play if you get that far on Saturday. And, man, we'll see what happens here. Because King Cove plays tomorrow. They have a good line to the championship. Only one will be sent by the borough or the school district. So this matters a lot who plays tomorrow. All right, here we go. 19 seconds on the clock. Colton for his second attempt to make this a two-point lead. 68-67. Colton puts up. It looks... Oh, off the front of the iron. Rebound. Into the hands of Colton. He sends it over to Evan. Evan good. It's a three-point lead now. 70-67. 12 seconds on the clock. New Haven has the ball. Moving real fast. They need a three-point shot. Colton knocks the ball out at the sideline. And now Coach Sargent will call his own timeout with 6.5 seconds on the clock. New Haven will throw it in from the sideline. 70-67, Sandpoint with the lead. And what a great job. Evan Wilson just, I don't know how he just pulls it off at the final seconds of the game, but he is just always there to bring it up. Got the handoff by Colton underneath the basket and just powered up, was way out of position. He was underneath the basket, but was able to get in, jump up and get in position. It must be the new haircut or something. 6.5 seconds, 70-67. New Haven with the ball, and they trail by three. This game could go into overtime real easy here. Here's a throw-in. New Haven finds 13. He turns. He's got defenders all over him. It's off. Carl Smith gets the board, and with... There it is, a buzzer. Sandpoint will hang on to the lead and go on to face King Cove tomorrow at 1 p.m. What a game that's going to be. Sandpoint and King Cove squaring off already. What an awesome game. I'm going to end it right now. Again, the score is 70 Sandpoint, 67 New Haven.